As Mayor Tom Bradley sat in the witness chair, a thin smile played on his face. He was facing an uneasy situation that he and the city may have to get used to. Bradley was testifying in federal court last month as a defendant in a civil rights trial, and he was repeatedly saying, yes, he fully agreed with the conclusions of the Christopher Commission, the independent Blue Ribbon panel that last year investigated the Los Angeles Police Department and found problems with management, excessive force, and racism. You have no reservations about your agreement with those conclusions? The plaintiff's attorney, Stephen Yagman, asked. No, Bradley told the 10 jurors. Bradley was testifying in a civil rights case in which police officers are accused of killing 3 robbery suspects without provocation. Police managers and Bradley are also accused in the suit of tolerating excessive force and many of the departmental problems cited by the commission. In effect, the mayor was being cut with his own sword. After all, he was a main force behind creation of the commission. Now, the commission's findings could prove pivotal when jurors decide if the officers acted improperly, and their supervisors, right up to Bradley and Chief Darrell F. Gates, are responsible. While the trial is the first in which the report has been brought up by plaintiffs against police and city officials, it most likely will not be the last. Yagman, a civil rights attorney who specializes in police-related lawsuits, says he has clients with 5 more cases set for trial this year. He plans, in each case, to introduce the commission report as evidence of a police department that he says is out of control. Other civil rights attorneys said last week that they plan to do the same. It is paradoxical and sweet, Yagman said, of having such a key document essentially prepared for him by the city that his clients are suing. The effect of having this report is like putting whipped cream on a malt. Meantime, Deputy City Attorney Don Vincent, in charge of defending the city against police-related lawsuits, said his staff is developing strategies to deal with the report when it comes up in trials. He conceded that his task may only be beginning. It is a valuable tool for all civil rights attorneys, Vincent said. I'm sure we'll be facing this for several years to come. Though the report has been discussed at length in front of the jury in the trial, Vincent hopes to block inclusion of the 228-page volume as evidence in the case, though pointing out that the report makes many favorable conclusions about the police department, Vincent said its damaging claims are largely hearsay and opinion, not evidence. The current case arose from a shooting on February 12, 1990, in which 9 members of the police special investigation section opened fire on 4 suspects who'd just left a McDonald's restaurant in Sunland after a holdup. All 4 men were hit by police shots, and only 1 survived. The families of the dead men and the survivor, who was later imprisoned for robbery, filed suit against the officers, Bradley, Gates, and the police commission, alleging that the robbers' civil rights were violated because the police opened fire without provocation. The lawsuit also alleges that the SIS is a death squad that has been created and fostered by an environment of lax management, brutality, and racism in the department.